This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's Monday, and you know what that means. Malcolm Ballinger is here.
Good morning.
With Ballinger Publishing. How you doing, Malcolm?
I am doing great. What a wonderful day in paradise.
Hey, you know what? It's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Special arrangement by Todd.
Yeah, he's coming in a little bit too, so he'll be happy. Every chamber exec's always like, hey, it's a sunny day in Florida. We love it. So did you have a good weekend?
Yes. Didn't get hampered too much by the rain on Saturday.
Yeah. Did you play golf on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
It was beautiful yesterday.
Oh, it was incredibly beautiful.
I love the rain, though. I just something about taking that break. It gives me a permission to not do anything, I feel like.
You know, me too. Particularly when we haven't had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lived in Denver for a number of years, and it would go weeks and weeks without rain. And when it finally rained, me and others would sit on the porch and watch it rain.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's just something, not peaceful, but something reassuring about
the rain. I love
the rain.
I don't know what that is, but I'm the same way. I love watching the rain, especially if it's just a spring rain, not necessarily a thunderstorm, although that can be fun too sometimes, as long as it's in the distance.
Yes. Just good, steady rain, which we need so badly.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to get the April showers, and that didn't really happen this year.
No.
So we talk about that a lot on the Garden Line with our friend Mike, and we've been talking about how do you deal with the drought, how often should you water the plants, all that kind of stuff. So we've been trying to stay on top of it, but it's not easy, especially for our gardeners.
Mm.
This is tough.
My lawn was looking really good after that. I guess Friday night, Saturday rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm.
Good. Well, I'm sure the golf course keepers were happy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Give them a little bit of a break, so that's good.
So, on to business.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
After the show last week,
right?
We got 3 entries into the pet contest.
Yay! Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That's coming up for the Pensacola Magazine, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and so what is the pet contest?
The pet contest is that you can submit photos of your pet.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before. It can be a dog, a cat.
Any pet?
Any pet.
Okay.
I was going to say a snake, but that wouldn't make a great picture, would it?
No. Pretty, sort of.
Or a rat, or maybe a rabbit. Rabbits can be cute.
They can be cute.
What else?
People have gerbils. They have...
Yeah. If you have an elephant in your backyard...
Might be an issue.
With the local
traps.
Council, yeah.
That's the zoo at Malcolm. They keep those at the zoo.
Oh, that's right. That's called a zoo.
Well, people have birds, you know, cockatiels.
Oh, yeah.
Parakeets. Yeah. I've seen lots of great pictures on Facebook.
It is a pet cover contest, so it can be any pet.
Fish?
Yeah.
You know what?
It's kind of hard to make a fish look cute, I would think.
Well, I don't know. If you have a cool aquarium, you never know. Some people go all out with those things.
Yeah.
You just never know. So everybody's eligible is what we're trying to say.
That's a long way around of trying to say.
It's Monday.
Whatever your pet is. And it is it's going to be the June Pensacola Magazine. The winner of the contest is featured on the front cover.
Oh, how fun.
So your little doggy, your little cat, whatever, can become famous.
Ooh. Very fun.
A cover model.
Okay, that'll work. Mm. So will they have you'll send your photo in? Do you use that photo, or do they end up having a photo shoot if they're on the cover?
Oh, no, it's your photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Only really the owner can...
capture those moments, right?
There's got to be a time when a pet does something really cute.
That's true.
And just have your camera ready.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll work.
Remember that it should... be in proportion to the cover of the magazine, 8.5 by 11.
So an 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
And then where do they send it?
They send it to ballingerpublishing.com/petcontest2026.
Okay, so you said you already got 3 entries.
Already got 3 entries.
Excellent.
Yes, from our chat on the...
Oh, I love it.
Sure.
Well, we have a few listeners out there.
We have pet owners that listen.
Yes, for sure. So that's exciting. So that's something then. What's the deadline on that?
Deadline is June 15th.
Okay, so you've got some time.
Excuse me, no, it's July edition. I said June, didn't I?
Right,
the
did.
Deadline is June 15th.
So it's for the July issue.
For the July issue.
Gotcha. Because June's coming out next week. Yes? Couple days, you said?
And May is should be here today.
Oh, May. Okay, yes. Gotcha. I'm ahead of the game.
Yes, you are.
Not always.
Well, time moves fast enough.
That's true. That's true. So, well, that's so fun.
I believe I should read the rules that my staff make, but I believe you can send up to 3 high-res JPEG files.
Okay. 3 different
make
photos.
Make sure if you take a photo with your iPhone that it's on the high-quality image.
Okay.
At least 300 dpi.
All right.
Or I think on your phone it's, I don't recall now, but I think it says high res, whatever.
I think almost all the phones at this point are high res.
Yeah, pretty good, I guess.
Pretty much. I mean, well, that's really cute. That's a lot of fun. So you never know, your pet could be the star of the next issue on the cover. Any other rules we need to know about?
You warrant, I was reading the small print.
Oh, okay. we'll save that for later.
It looks like it says people are not allowed to appear in photos, only pets.
Oh.
We cannot accept copyrighted or professional photo submissions.
Mm-hmm. So this is
photos
an amateur
that do
competition.
Not deal, et cetera, et cetera. Small print. So it needs to be your pet taken by you.
Fun picture.
Because that's really the whole essence of the contest is we want it to be not posed by a professional. It needs to be a natural. What am I trying to say? What's the right word? A natural.
Well, you know,
situation.
Just the personality of your pet.
Yeah.
I have so many pictures of my dog Amori that are just hilarious. You don't have to know the pet when you see that look on their face. Or my favorite picture probably of a dog that I've ever had in my whole life was when I came home from New York. I had a little apartment and I had a dog. He was a puppy, and I came home. My entire apartment was covered in toilet paper. He had gotten into the closet where the toilet paper was hidden and completely rolled, had a wonderful time apparently, playing with the toilet paper, throwing it around, rolling in it. So when I came in and this look was, what are you looking at me for? And the toilet paper was wrapped all around his nose, her nose. I mean, so guilty and just was so proud of herself. And I took a picture of it. It's really one of the funniest pictures
that
I've ever seen.
That would have made a great cover card.
Yeah, oh, it's hilarious.
Unfortunately, you can't enter.
I know. I don't even know if I can find that photo anymore. I just a great memory because I was so shocked. It wasn't a big apartment, but at the same time, the whole thing had been completely rolled with toilet paper. It was very funny. Mm. And the dog looked at me like, what's the matter, Mom? Need something wrong? So, all right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break here talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Got several different publications to talk about this morning, so we'll get your Monday morning started out right. If you've got a question for Malcolm, you can always text it in, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Here we're here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing talking about the pet contest that you can enter for the next edition of Pensacola Magazine. Now, I got a funny text this morning, Malcolm, I got to share with you. One of our listeners sent in, we were talking about all the different kinds of pets that you can put on the cover if you send in your photo, and someone wrote in, can he enter your husband? I knew they'd get a laugh out of you. Oh, that's awesome. Yes, why not?
I was going to say as long as he's potty trained.
Oh, let's not go there. There's so many places we can go without.
Did we just get taken off air?
Is that, yeah, let's do that. Beep. That was good. I don't know who that was. I don't have your name, but that was good. You win the prize this morning. Very funny. I love it. Well, we were talking before you got here. I was talking with Brittany from the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation, and they have a great book out, The Playbook. You just told me that you published that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's a great little book. If you have not picked that up, you can get a digital copy of it. But I have a copy, and it has everything that's going on, not just for kids, but for adults, too. The stuff going on at the senior center is very, very complete.
You'd be amazed how many activities are available.
I had no idea.
Yes.
I had no idea until I saw the book. And it's very well done, by the way, just so you know.
Well, actually, Brittany puts the content together, and we...
Wow, it's a lot of content.
Make it ready for... printing.
And you can go to playpensacola.com to get a copy of that. And then any of the Ballinger publications, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com and download digital copies. And then don't you have individual sites for each of the publications too?
Yes. PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com, NorthwestFloridaBusinessClimate.com.
Yeah, just go there.
But for the rest, the Coming of Age for the Council on Aging.
That's a good publication too, yeah.
BellingerPublishing.com.
Yep. How many publications are you doing at this point? I mean, you have a lot.
Well, on a regular basis, we do Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, Downtown Crowd. And then, of course, we have a weekly publication called the Summation Weekly, which is a community news newspaper, but essentially legal notices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then we have a whole host of quarterly and annual stuff that we do, fishing rodeo.
Right.
The Billfish Tournament, we're just producing that right now. Medical directories and things like that.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. The publishing has changed over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I was just actually reading an article. They talked about how the perception that print is dead, and it certainly is with newspapers. I mean, I can't imagine there'll be a printed newspaper in the next few years because it just doesn't make sense. It's too far behind the actual news.
Right.
But there's a big growth in the written word, in terms of niche publications, niche magazines. And, of course, Pensacola Magazine is certainly a niche
perfect for that, yeah.
And so there's been a strong growth. Advertisers understand that you need a mix of advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It can't all be social media or TV or radio or print. There's a mixture that makes good sense.
You have to find the right formula for your business.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And because our magazine sits around in so many places, doctor's offices, restaurants, etc., and it's a great way to get your name out there with the general public.
Well, I'd hate to see, even though Downtown Crowd is a newspaper, I'd hate to see it go away because I reference it all the time. Mm. It's fantastic because it gives you the whole month of events and everything that's going on. And then all the ads, of course, or local businesses are all promoting their events for that month.
Mm.
So it's pretty comprehensive. I mean,
yes,
if you're looking for something to do, you can find it there.
Yeah, it's really more with hard news, you know, the day's news.
Right.
You don't want to read about it tomorrow morning. You want to see it today,
sure,
on your phone or on
well
TV,
everything's instant
radio. Yes,
instant news.
Yeah.
Well, I saw an interesting I love to watch CBS Sunday Morning, and they had a special on a special edition of talking about they are going to be ending CBS radio. It's coming to an end.
Oh dear.
And Columbia Broadcasting was one of the original radio broadcasts with the news. That's where Edward R. Murrow was, and some of the great Dan Rather and some of the other great radio folks, news people, and I was so surprised to hear that, but they said that in many ways radio has changed so much to being online and streaming and that kind of thing.
Don't you think radio's real strength now is, as with my publications, magazines, it's the local.
Yes.
We can really, because we're connected
to
the local community, all of the events, etc., makes us very, very valuable.
Absolutely.
And I understand where the national networks, well, they're having problems.
Well, they're doing everything online now and the streaming and all the different things. So it certainly has changed. But I still think there's a great value for local radio. I really do, especially when we get into the season, then people live for those radio reports.
I have to tell you that whenever there is a hurricane close by or here, I listen to Cat Country.
Absolutely. Radio is the way to go.
You don't want to. Well, you turn on some of the networks and they're doing whatever they do.
Right.
But the information that you get from Cat Country is up to date.
Well, we have people from both stations in the Emergency Operations Center. That'll be one of the hats I get to wear this summer. But I actually enjoy it. I like being there, and it's amazing what they do at the Emergency Operations Center.
Well, don't you wish a hurricane on us?
No, no, no. I don't. No, no, no. I don't even say the word.
Oh.
I call it the H word. That's how superstitious I am.
Yeah, we don't need another one of those.
No, 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 no. We're good. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger about Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes, so don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, talking to Malcolm Ballinger this morning. So, Malcolm, You've got an update on downtown?
Actually, we got a request for an update.
We do. And one of our listeners said, what is Malcolm hearing about the Palafox project?
And in the break, we were talking about
that. We were talking about that before we got the text. So well, great minds think alike this morning.
The good news is that on Thursday and Friday, they tarmacked from Garden Street, I think all the way down to Romano.
Wow.
So for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's real ready to open.
Wow.
So they may be ahead of, I think they talked about.
I heard that they were ahead of schedule,
yeah,
which
May
is
29th,
remarkable.
But I think it's, I would, by the looks of it, it could be open next week, I think.
Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
So really the timing of it is just right, getting it open before summer.
Yes.
And the whole summer crowds and tourists and stuff.
And I must say, because they were tarmacking, they took down the barricades on the Garden Street end. Mm-hmm. So I was able to stand and look down the street.
Oh, how did it look?
It looked great. I must admit, I'm kind of a convert.
Yes, well, I think that's great. I'm hoping everybody is.
I think people are going to be excited.
Yeah. Well, I always loved it the way it was. So I'm excited to see the improvements. I understand there's going to be more, you know, handicapped accessible will be a big part of the improvement, which is great.
Yeah.
And just scenically, I understand they've got the trees and it's the
brick. The palm trees are there. And it gives it that, I guess, Florida feel.
Yeah. And I hope that the businesses will benefit greatly from this change, and that they'll make up for whatever they lost when we were closed down.
You know, I'm having a hard time concentrating.
Why?
Because.
Oh.
that person is, whoever that spirit is in the room again.
Okay, we've mentioned this before, but there is a clock in the studio that when the people that are on the other side of the board where I'm sitting, when they look at the clock, occasionally it just starts spinning and doing its own thing, forward, backwards.
It spins backwards, mainly.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't want you to go, that's why.
Well, it's now 20 minutes to 10, and it's soon going to be 9:30.
Right, because it wants you to stick around. The spirit likes you, Malcolm.
I'm convinced the spirit of...
Who is it, though, the spirit in this building? Because they do say this building is haunted.
1620 Talk Radio.
Yeah, we got to figure out who that is. Well, whoever it is likes you. They want you to stick around. All right, mention one more time about the pet contest, please.
Yes. It's hard to concentrate when the clock is turning backwards.
Pet contest.
Pet contest, yes. You have till June 15th. Take a cute picture of your cute pet, and you could be on the front cover of Pensacola magazine.
All right, send that in to BallingerPublishing.com, and you can go there for copies of all the publications. Malcolm, thanks for being here.
Thank you.